Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Otis Lee is back with us today to talk to us not only about what it's been like for him to be sharing his music with you all this year, but also he has a new single out, T.I.P. You'll all be hearing it here, and we'll tell you all a little bit later how you can support the project. Otis, hello to you, and welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on, Cyrus? How are you?
Hey, doing really good. As I said, we're going to be introducing a new single here in a moment. But I would have seen, you know, since the last time that we talked earlier this year, I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that the buzz has been growing about the music you've been creating?
Well, it's actually been really good, really positive feedback, man. And I'm loving it. I'm just going to try, you know, to keep doing the music, you know. It's been really good feedback.
So for those who may have missed the first conversation, Otis, I mean, when did you first realize that music was the thing for you, the thing that you wanted to do to be able to share with the world?
Well, you know, at an early age, man, I grew up, my mom's a minister, my dad's a minister. I come from a pretty solid Christian, you know, home in Louisiana. And that's, you know, if you know anything about the Baptist church, man, that's just what we do. We sing and dance and, you know, constant praise. So I guess I would say, you know, it's just when I was really young, you know, two or three, I had a love for music. I remember my parents telling me that they knew I would be musically inclined. They didn't have the resources at the time to, you know, help refine. But, you know, at an early age, I guess is a good answer, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a big part of this experience of being able to do music, Otis, is to believe in oneself. Have you always had that belief in yourself that if you kept your, you know, kept your head to it, you know, kept pushing forward, that you could be able to be successful in music?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, and a lot of people, you know, they tend to measure success by albums sold or, you know, and that is a way of success, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I did, man, because I'm me. I have my own identity, just like you got yours, the next person got theirs. And I feel like, you know, I'm just giving the world something different from what they have. I'm no greater or no better than nobody else. I just have a different story to tell. So I feel like I've always felt like, you know, just persevere and just, you know, stay focused on what you want to do. If it's a dream, if it's a pattern, so follow the pattern.
Exactly. Follow the pattern. That's definitely what's worked for you. You know, as I said, you're going to be actually introducing a new single here in a moment. I mean, where do you find the most inspiration from when it comes to music?
Life experiences more than anything. And, you know, just sometimes, you know, you just use the imagination. I have kids. You know, I'm somewhat of a family man. Not somewhat. A family man. Uh-huh. So a lot of my inspiration comes from just, you know, me in different situation with wife, with the kids, with family, just anything that I see that, you know, sparks my imagination, I'll write about it. So,
yeah. Do you think that's been part of the connection, Otis, that fans have made with you, that they can put themselves in the situations that you sing about?
Yes. Yes. It's very universal type situations, you know, relationship problems, money problems, you know, just normal everyday life things, problems at work, you know, just everything. So, yeah, I try to put what I've experienced that's pretty much universal. Every now and then I'll come up with something that I may experience or see that's different, you know, just really way out there. And then I'll try and write about it. But, yes, for the most part, it's universal type music.
Do you find that, you know, one of the best experiences for you, Otis, is being up on the stage and being able to perform live? Because from what I've heard from artists, you know, it's totally different vibe from being able to go in a studio and record versus having an audience in front of you. I mean, is it the same for you?
Yes. It's an unbelievable rush, somewhat of an adrenaline rush, because, you know, prior to going on a stage, you have all the butterflies. You want to go down your checklist and say, you know what, I got to make sure I'm on pitch. I'm, you know, making contact with the audience. I'm enjoying it. I'm really getting the audience into it. I'm making them feel what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it's a whole different animal, so to speak, you know, when you get on stage, man.
Right.
And I love it. I love it. It's a part of me. You know, I've been on and off stage all my life, so it's a part of me.
Yeah. and I'm sure your fans appreciate it as well. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Otis Lee is back with us today. We're talking to him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. His new single is called G.I.P., and we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Otis to be able to find out when you can get it for yourself. But Otis, how did this particular single come about?
Well, just dance. I feel like, you know, man, I was sitting around one day and I was watching the news and, you know, just watching TV and all the stuff that's going on. It's just so, it's, to me, just is only my personal opinion, I just feel like the world is so saturated with just like a lot of stuff that's just unnecessary, and people feed into it and it becomes routine. It becomes, you know, a lot of people make TV and the stuff that's going on around, they make it really their life. Sometimes it's good to just step out of that reality and get a little, I don't know what's a good, a non-reality, you know, just step away from that and dance. Dance your troubles away. Just let your hair down. It's always good. That's a good release of energy. So, you know, I was like, you know, people just need to get up and dance. So just have some fun. However you do it, just have some fun. You know, let your troubles go for the weekend or for the day or whatever. And don't stress about things that you can't change or have control with.
Yeah.
You know, so just dance. Get up and dance.
Exactly. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is GIP right here on Conversations Live. We'll be back with our final moments with Otis right after this. Stay with us. VIP by recording artist Otis Lee right here on Conversations Live. We're actually joined by the man himself. He's been talking with us not only about his journey in music, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, and now, of course, how you all can be able to stay connected with him. One of the ways you've been able to stay connected, Otis, and we actually booked this interview this way, is through social media. I mean, what has that been like for you to be able to hear from your fans online, fans you've never even met before?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great because, I've gotten, comments like, man, we love your music. Keep it coming as well. It's needed today, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been really, really great. A great response from, like you said, people I don't know. But I feel like family because I feel like the people that listen to my music somehow become a part of family, the Otis Lee family. So it's been great.
Yeah. Exactly. So I mentioned you're going to let us know, when the music's available. I mean, this is the new single. When can our audience be looking out for it?
Sure. It's going to actually it's going to be available on iTunes, Bandzoogle, CD Baby, and a few others. I have to get with my team of managers, my management team here. But it will be available November the 3rd, as well as I have a few more songs that I'm working on an EP now that will be ready and will be there mid-November. 12-song EP, so
wow.
Look for that as well.
So a lot coming up for you. We definitely want to keep our eyes open for that. Again, everyone, recording artist Otis Lee has been our guest. Otis, how can our audience stay connected with you, man?
Facebook, Google, social media, pretty much.
Okay.
Facebook. There are several sites that I'll post on my, or my team will post on my site as well, to stay connected, and buy the music, support the music, come to the shows as well. All that will be available like the beginning of November.
All right. So make sure you guys, again, are staying connected with Otis so you can find out what's coming up next. Otis, congratulations to you, man, and we're looking forward to the release in November.
Thank you, Cyrus, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you, as always.
Oh, same here. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.